Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to Review It Yourself. All right. Doctor Who, the 2023 Christmas special. Oh, I really didn't want to watch this. Like after watching the 60th specials, I mean, I thought I honestly I can't I'm not watching this. But someone at work said to me, look, give it a fair shot. Watch it for the new Doctor. Give it a fair chance. Don't write it off because the 60th specials were dreadful. Just give it a chance. Now, this wasn't that bad, but it wasn't like watching The Flux. But the best way to describe it was just meh. Like, it was just so small in scale, and there was barely anybody in it. It just felt really strange, very, very, very underwhelming, if I'm honest. I just watched it for an hour and just thought, oh, best part of an hour, and just thought, we're half an hour in. What, right, crack on. Crack on. Hurry up. And given that this has got to bring people in, the ratings for the 60 specials were dreadful. Dress them up any way you want, they were dreadful. I just wasn't impressed. Thought, is that it? But the thing is, I know anyone who's listened to the 60th anniversary reviews, like, I'm not happy in those. I was so disappointed in them, so unhappy. You could it, I mean, I wouldn't say angry because I just really disappointed to the point of being annoyed, but not like, not angry. That's a different type of way going about it. But I was just very unimpressed by this. But if this is the tone and the stories they're going to go for, I've no interest whatsoever. I just kept thinking, okay, what are you going to get going? Like, it's been half an hour. Like, you've spent most of your time following Ruby Sunday around, and the Doctor's popped in out again. I thought, are you going to crack on a bit? The Doctor singing, I felt, was a bit out there, a bit musical-esque, but at least there was some character to it. At least that was something to say to someone in a couple of years. Oh, do you remember the Christmas special? Oh, no, which one? The one with the robot Santas. Oh, yeah, which one? The ones with, Mickey Smith and the Christmas tree. Oh, yeah. Christmas Invasion. Yeah. Remember the one with the musical goblins? Oh, yeah. Shooty's one. Yeah. That is the only thing that's memorable in this. The rest of it was crap. And, like, all the date jumping around at the beginning. Again, it felt like Russell T Davies trying to emulate Moffat. And again, Stephen Moffat, I mean, you'll never listen to this, but oh, I judge thee harshly. I judge thee too harshly. It's all that jumping around was just unnecessary, because especially when you get to the end, you think, right, it's going to come into play, all this jumping around. And you kind of get the feeling with RTD that he's playing the long game again. He's got this Mavity thing, which I think just sounds so stupid. But and the mystery woman at the end, who was like, have you never seen a TARDIS before, and all this, that and the other. And you get the idea that he's thinking, oh, stick with it for a series and you'll kind of, like he used to do, and oh, it'll make sense. Like the series two of the Tortured references, and that series, was it series four, where Rose kept popping up every, yeah, it was four, wasn't it, with Midnight, where she pops up on the screen. You get that idea, but to see that through, you've got to have engaging enough stories that week. That this just isn't interesting enough to want to make me come back. The Goblin song was a bit cringy. It felt like it had been taken from, do you remember Charlie and the Chocolate Factory from 2005? The Johnny Depp one. It felt like it had been taken out of that. Which isn't a, it wasn't awful. It made sense, but I thought we'd see more about the goblins. I thought we'd hear the Doctor talk about. This is the thing. I get the impression with this new era that, and that they've said they're leaning more into the fantastical, more, well, I mean, it's Doctor Who, but more into the realms of kind of, can't think of the right word, which is great for trying to make a point, but they're leaning more into going away from, like, the realism of stuff. Like, it's a bit more fantastical and a bit more out there. even more so for Doctor Who. Like, I think in Days of Old, they would have had a scene where the Doctor said, well, you know, a bit like the Weeping Angels or Torchwood, the episode with the what they call, the fairies in that, the Chosen One episode. God, that was a good episode. You get the impression that this in Days of Old would have had a scene in it where the Doctor spoke about these goblins and who they were. Like, oh well, you know, the idea of goblins have got to come from somewhere. And that's how it, you know, we remember them as fairy tales and you know, the Vashti Narada, we remember them as every species has an irrational fear of the dark. You know, that brilliant thing Doctor Who always used to do, say, oh yeah, you know this irrational fear or this fairy tale or folk tale or old wives' tale. Yeah, do you remember that? Yeah, well, this is the thing at the root of it. With this new era, you get the idea that no, they're just goblins. They're just goblins. Yeah, like silly little goblins, you're getting things. Yeah, they're just goblins. Now you can go with that, or you can't. And I'm like, I can't. I can go with it if they're better. But I get this era feels very, very. Because I know. I was going to say it feels a bit more along the lines of like the Sarah Jane Adventures, but I don't think it's as good, to be honest. Well, I went off on a tangent there. And also, again, with how small in scope the series, the show felt like it was a program that was made during restrictions. So, you know, like those episodes that you watched and of quite a few shows when they filmed them during restrictions, and you got the impression that they were filmed so far apart, and you saw all those chat shows and like the chase and stuff where they had glass between them, and you got the impression, and you saw it in some of the Jodie Whittaker's, that particularly I think was it the Flux that was filmed during, either way, you got the impression that it was filmed very much like that. So it was all about reducing risk and all that. Which, there's no reason for this to feel like that. It felt so small. And it was like, there's like six people in it. And the first 15 minutes I thought were the most boring, to be honest. And I just thought, oh, please stop mentioning the Timeless Child. But just please stop it. The Doctor was like, oh, I'm adopted. Well, no, you're not. You're a Time Lord from Gallifrey. Stop talking about the Timeless Child. Like, we don't. No one's buying that as your origin. The answer that, you know, the question that should never be answered. Doctor Who. It's the whole, no, we don't. I don't. I do not. I don't care that it's canon. I don't count it as canon. But this era seems to be tripping over itself to just reaffirm that all the time. All the time, Sheldon Chibnall. Yeah, Chibnall. Yeah. That's all true. That's all true. Yeah. Well done, Chibnall. You did an amazing job. No, you didn't. It was dreadful. It's absolutely dreadful. And we don't want to continue to be reminded about the worst era in the show's run that got the show cancelled in all but name. And it took Tennant and Tate and Russell D. Davies to come back to even keep it on television. And then they've come back and look what we've got. It's no better. You know, sometimes, because I've been watching a lot of the Matt Smith stuff back recently, and because I think, for anyone who thinks when they listen to this that I just hate Doctor Who, no, like I've got all the series up to 10. Well, I tell a lie. I've got New Who, you know, so I've got series 1 to series 10. All on DVD. I've got memorabilia. I didn't think series 10 was great, and I felt the show started to lose its way in the last Whittaker year, but not Whittaker, sorry, in the last Capaldi year. So you get the wrong impression if I'm just like, oh, I hate this. It's rubbish. No, it's not that at all. It's We've seen how good this show can be, and we've had, what is it now? 6 years? Maybe 6 or 7 years of rubbish. And you're starting to think, yeah, maybe everything has its time and everything dies. And I think maybe it's time to just let this show just end it and put it on hiatus. Just. And that's the thing as well, because if you've loved this episode, spot on. Like, great. But, and this is just my opinion. It's got nothing to do with who's in it. As a piece of television, the piece of entertainment, it's not good enough, my eyes. But I'm not trying to convince you. If you watched this and you thought, "I love this," brilliant. I'm almost a bit jealous that I don't feel the same way, because I wanted to think, right, please go into it fresh. Please try and forget the 60th and go into it fresh. And I tried, and I was bored. Bored. You say that doing film podcasts, like film and talking about film, sorry, for the podcast and your tape, the cardinal sin is to make it boring, because there's not even enough in this that you can't get, like, you can't get really help about it. It's not like the Flux where you sit there going, "Oh God, this is just the end of days." This is just like, oh, this, you know, not with a bang, but with a whimper type thing. Where was I up to? I completely lost my point there. Anyway, I feel Shooty's still trying to find his feet with the Doctor. I mean, which, fair enough, this is the first episode, really. But he still feels like he's very much playing, the role of Eric in a way of... You know how sometimes you get those actors and actresses where you see them in different things and they just kind of play themselves? Not themselves. Like they just kind of play the same role all the time. Like Hugh Grant in the 90s type thing. Which I know is a very old reference now. But do you know what I mean? They kind of play the same person again and again and again. And you kind of like, oh, right, yeah, it's you know, them playing the same character they played a million times. Or Liam Neeson in the past 10 years, you know? Maybe that's a better example, a more modern, up-to-date one. I felt like Millie Gibson's Ruby Sunday. I've seen Millie in EastEnders. Seems a decent actress. A character felt a bit all over the place, to be honest. And I got no real sense of her personality, which again, I don't blame her for. I think it's a fault with the writing. I think 9 times out of 10, the issue with any show or film comes down to the writing. Because that's what carries everything. And again, to think this is the same writer that did... I mean, look, Russ T. Davies had some awesome episodes, and he also had some shockers during the run. You know, there's some episodes of the original Tenet run I'm not a big fan of. I mean, is there any in the... I was going to say Eccleston's run, but no, I think they're all pretty solid. But it was only one series, see. It's surprising to think this is the same person. The climax felt equally as convenient, like aided by a church spire. I liked the whole Final Destination thing with Davina McCall. The tree falling on her before that got rewrote at the end. I thought, oh. Like, yeah, I know it's Christmas and, you know, yeah, the Doctor saves are fantastic, but you think, oh, right. I kind of liked that. That was about the only bit that I liked. Not for any nefarious reason. I just thought it was a good visual, to be honest. And I thought, oh, yeah, this is... I like the idea of bad luck and that coincidences. And I kind of... The setup, the premise, I thought was good. The execution, not so much. And for me, I kind of wondered why I'd spent an hour watching this, to be honest. And again, given the trying to bring people back in, this just isn't good enough. That's my point. So earlier on, for me, I'm not trying to convince you that this is bad. This is just my opinion. That's the whole point of like talking about films and TV. Like, it's just my opinion. I'm not trying to convince you of anything who's listening to this. I'm not trying to convince you that this is bad. I'm not trying to convince you to stop watching it. Well, what would be the point? Doesn't do me any good. I know people that didn't expect me to do this one, and a few people had asked, you know, I put the poll out and said, would you like me to do the Christmas special? And people were like, yes. So, okay, I'll listen to my audience and go, right, okay, fine, I'll give it a go. But it was disappointing. And I think with this new era going forward, like, good luck to it. But I think I'm done. Like, let's not kid ourselves. Whether you like this or not, no one's gonna be discussing this as like one of the best Christmas specials ever, or one of the best introductory episodes of the Doctor ever. Because it's just not that good. I thought production values looked good. I liked the idea of the goblins, but again, it didn't go anywhere. There were just an issue in the sky that was very quickly wrapped up. The scene where Millie disappeared, I thought was good, because I thought that was a scene where Shooty actually that was a good scene for him as the doctor to be like, right, I'm going to sort this out. I'm going to get this. I'm going to fix this. That was a good scene with looking at the fridge and seeing how it had changed and the adopted kids weren't on there. I thought, oh, there was again a little glimmer of something. And as I've said before, we know Russell T. Davies has skill. Genius, writer. But I don't know, it's just not coming across. There's just like, and I don't know what it is, but there's just something, I don't know, like you don't know how production changes as to what, you know, is the Disney production, are they influencing what's, I don't know, I haven't a clue, but there feels, there's something in the way, like there's good ideas in here, but the execution's just not there. And it's a shame because you can see like nuggets of really interesting ideas and things that you could like go for. And it's just not coming together. And, you know, this is not at like levels of Chibnall writing. It's not that horrendous. But at the same time, it's like, is this it? It was just very, very disappointing, really. And but, you know, I've got lots of episodes to go back and watch and enjoy. So, I don't know. I haven't got what else to say about it, really. It was just all a bit. Now they're now at the summit, really. Anyway, if you've enjoyed listening to this, you can find me on Twitter. It's @yourselfreview. We're also on Instagram. It's Review It Yourself Podcast 2021. You've been listening to Sean. I'm your host. Host of Review It Yourself. The podcast with the sign, no politics, no pandering, absolutely no point. Bit like this episode. No point. Thanks for listening.
Get it in, get it on, and enjoy the vlog.
Welcome to Film Vloggers.
Oh, harder, Daddy.
The only film review podcast, thankfully, that poses the question, does watching this film feel like flogging a dead horse?
There he is, beating that dead horse!
Introducing your hosts. First up, her Irish potty mouth turns the air a whole new shade of blue. It's Fiona. Say hello, Fiona.
And why the f*** is Dan Mackers doing our intro?
I want me gold!
That's great. It's great. She's adorable. And your second host needs no introduction. The man, the myth, the legend. Like, I said I'd do this for you. I'm not reading this. It's the guy who waffles too much. It's Ben.
Cooey!
I'm making waffles.
So what are you waiting for? Grab your whip, mount your dead horse, and let's get on with the vlog, shall we?